You guys take care.
What's the matter? We're not going to extra core ops, no?
Hey, this is ops.
You heading out here?
Chidoki is, Doofus with you, otherwise known as Rich. Okay, because the coffee's on. Oh yeah, it's done. 35 minutes to restart, 35 minutes to restart. Good morning, 30, go ahead. Copy that.
I'm gonna put the roll back. 30, you got a copy? I think you stopped to put the roll back. Hey man, you got a copy? Hey Matt, you got a copy? Hey Mike, you just keep going straight down the power line road, because I lost you. Just keep going straight down the power line road, because I lost you. I think that's it up there. No, that's, Melissa. Yeah, but you just keep going straight, right? Okay, I see you up there.
Mike Zabo, Mike Zabo, score ops. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I've got a bunch of programs and stuff here for you, you know, when later on, you know, after the race or whatever, if you want to catch me at the start-finish. Okay, no big thing. Which checkpoint are you heading to? Okay, you're way down the south end and down almost across from the... Okay, I got you. When you get out there, give me a holler, we'll do a radio check. Stand by, man, Mike. Stand by, rescue director. Yeah, I got you. I'm sorry, I was looking at this podcast. Go ahead, rescue director. Yes, sir, I got it from you yesterday. Remember you told me, you showed me the map and then the topo map? All right, sir. Weatherman, weatherman, score ops. I'm clear.
Good morning, this is Relay 12 with BF Goodrich. We will be occupying this frequency today with the use of the Prim 300 off-road race. WNVN 395.
Let's radio check. Start-finish, anybody copy start-finish?
Score ops at start finish, we have your radio check.
Hey, score ops, this is check out at pit C. We're here for WIC.
Copy you, pit C. Go ahead, score two, this is ops. Loud and clear. You're in the chopper.
Mike. Jim's behind me a little way. Okay, Mike. Mike, go to where we had all that room last year.
Different location.
Radio check loud and clear.
Station calling main pit, you're on the DSU relay channel.
Rescue 3.
Go ahead, Rescue 3.
Just for info,
course crosses it. We got semis that are working out here that are doing about 40 miles an hour. There's nobody set up here to stop vehicles if racers come up.
Okay, you got wall phone, but I understand there's nobody up by Race Mile 20.8 where the road crosses the Night Ranch Road, is that right?
There's a couple people here that wearing security shirts, but they're not set up to stop traffic. They're right at the crossroads, so if a semi was doing 40 miles an hour, there would be a collision if they didn't stop them. Security shirts, but they're right at the crossing, so they wouldn't be able to stop the semi if it was doing 40 miles an hour.
Okay, I'll see what I can get a hold of. Score eight, Bill Wick. Score ops. Ron Benjamin, score ops. Ron Benjamin, score ops. Ron Benjamin, score ops. Rescue 3, score ops. Rescue 3, score ops.
Rescue 3, what?
Yes, sir. Ron Benjamin is supposed to be at your location there at that road crossing. Are you familiar with who Ron is?
Yeah, I'm with them now, but they're too close to the road to stop the semi doing 40, 50 miles an hour coming down this road. They're just hauling ass, double trailer, going both directions.
My question is Ron Benjamin there on site?
Just off of the boulevard.
Guys were walking on each other.
I guess he's at the entrance by... Go ahead. Rescue 3, go ahead.
You go down to Las Vegas Boulevard, get with Ron Benjamin and have him send some people up to...
Okay.
Ron Benjamin, ops. Checkpoint 2, score ops.
Checkpoint 2, go ahead.
Yes, sir, I got good communication with you. Could you relay to either Rescue 3 or to Ron Benjamin that it be to have somebody go up to the road crossing there on Night Ranch Road where the race course crosses it and take care of that situation? We don't have anybody there, it looks like, to stop traffic. If you could relay that for me.
Score ops, Rescue 3, we got it covered.
Oh,
501 through check 1.
Copy, 501 through 1.
1205 through check 1, or pit C.
It was 1205 through what pit?
Pit Charlie.
Okay, Charlie. Okay.
517 and 518 through check 1.
Copy, 517, 518 through 1.
This is Core Ops, Weatherman. All vehicles have left the line. All vehicles have left the line. We'll run down who didn't and who did with you in a minute.
Copy, all vehicles off the line.
1601 through check 2. 1601 through check 2.
Copy, 1601 through 2.
552 and 551 through check 1.
Copy, 552 and 551 through 1.
Weatherman, Weatherman, Ops.
Ops, go ahead.
Watch, Bob, you want to do this who started stuff?
Yeah, now I have the list of, let's see, on Thursday. I have Thursday's list, so anything that started after that or whatever, go on.
Okay, I'll give it to you just in the way the class has started. Class 10, they all started as published. Add a 1021 and a 1022.
Copy, add 1021 and 1022.
Break.
Well, break.
Yeah, hey, why don't you guys let us in on this information? Make sure we're listening so we can write it down too, so you don't have to get confused later on.
Good idea, check one. All checkpoints. We're going through everything that was added or deleted, withdrawn, as of after Thursday. Copy, check 4. Check 4.
Copy, check 4.
10-4-4. Four. Check 3, you copy that? Check 2, copy that? Score 2.
Last test of yesterday, I can drop those off the checkpoints. I can even drop you one off.
Okay, well, if you drop me one off, bring me the data sheet, like when the checkpoints close and who's starting, what class, and how many laps they run, and all of the information people ask during the race. I'm on tabletop. That would be going, following the road up to, oh, what's that little town they don't let us race in? Opposite Jane. Yeah, follow the highway to Good Springs, then Hidden Valley. In other words, instead of going to Good Springs, stay to your left. And there's a microwave tower on the top of a plateau, and I'm just to the left of it. Yeah, it's Super Duty, Arizona Bay Super Duty with a Lance Camper on it. Copy that.
Hey, Bob, can we do this real quick, or do you want to wait till everybody gets the list?
No, go ahead and do it now.
You got class 10, class 12. We got an ad of a 1220. Other than that, everybody else is good.
Copy, at 1220. At 1021, at 1022, at 1220 so far.
Class 1600s. This did not start.
Copy, 1613 didn't start.
1622 did not start. Add 1648, 1625, and 1647.
Copy. Did not start was 1613 and 1622, and add 1648, 1625, 1647.
Also added 1621 as it did not.
21. 1621 did not start.
Okay, the five class 500s. All everybody has published. Class 5, 1600. Add 556, 557.
556 and 557.
Class 9, add 902. Did not start at 949.
Copy, add 902 and
49 didn't start.
Con Arturo iba a tratar de acercarse.
distancia, acá se llama el pit, yo me vine hacia el cine del pit, o sea, del área pit, a lo más que me puede acercar, pero no he tenido noticias de él, estoy hablando y no contesto.
With my binocs.
Can you
here.
That's fair, B.
Go ahead.
Bravo, copy that.
Yeah, you're going to swing by and pick up some of Bowman tires, is that right?
1101 race to 1101 stage. I need some oil hose.
Eleven oh one, this is the Weatherman channel. Please use your own race channel.
Sorry, Weatherman.
No problem.
Here, call me score off, go ahead. 1603 through check 4. Dodge 1401's in each pits, okay, and then you're chasing, you're going to go get 579. Good man, sir, thank you.
1003 through check 1.
Getting the channel at the same time. If you want to do the whole thing, okay, or if you want me to, I'll do it. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, no, I am.
44, I understand that you got 10-01 off the course. You're taking them to beer bottle and dropping them there where the trailer can get to them. Is that right? Copy. Where beer bottle first crosses the course at about 5.8, you'll be dropping them in about 10 minutes. Tom Ridings, 10-01. 4:30, go ahead. Copy, Peter. The helicopter's taken off with your patient, and the 10 car that was blocking the course is no longer blocking the course. Check 4, go ahead. Copy, 518, first car. Is that the first 5 through 4? 1620 race, got a copy.
And 04 is
1101 through check 2.
Go ahead, 35. Is the weatherman controlling the crew 1?
They have radio. They probably already called their crew. Verify they've called their crew, will you please, 35? 10-4, 35. Ray 1620, go ahead. I heard somebody say something about, you know, going to race mile 47, then your pit said go to race mile 47 to take your front off, put it on the rear, limp it to 47, and then down to pit C. Did you hear anything about that?
Check 4, weatherman.
Check 4, go ahead.
Wind 003 through 4.
Copy, Becky's through 4, second lap.
Check, weatherman.
Go ahead.
Do you have any reports on 1620 where he might be?
1620, he didn't know the mile marker, but he was in the pass going eastbound under the power lines.
I've got a tire for him out here at C and I can't reach him.
10-4. Well, there's a guy with a tire at mile 40 also that's waiting for him.
Thank you much.
1620 again, go ahead. 10-4. 1620 at pit C, stay there with the tire.
Check 4, weatherman.
Check 4.
1100 through 4, followed by 1148.
Copy, 1100 and 1148 through 4, first lap.
Go ahead, Rich. Copy, 579 out of the race, you're going to the pits. Copy, weatherman.
Copy, 579 out of the race. Las Vegas Rich has him on a strap, going to the pits.
Check 4, check 4, score out. Hey, we have any class 9s or 3s through your location? Okie dokie, and you had class 11s. How about that 14, did you have any of them yet? I'm not 14, the 14. Hey, sir, at least one vehicle from every class has been through you. Ready? Copy.
300 race, are you in the pit now?
What's the problem? We didn't hear that. Replace this 1006 in the incident that you were talking about.
10-4, nothing else.
Rescue, Roger, Rescue 2.
Yeah, if that's you, sir.
At the moment. You suck.
Go ahead.
That's not a show, just don't watch my time.
Go ahead, Miles 6. A negative, but won't copy him out. It's 552's out of the race. You copy, weatherman?
Copy. Is he going to be able to make it back to his pit by himself? 10-4 on 552.
BLM retired, Ron. Okay, Ron, you were broke up at something about 1004, is trying to get back to a pit, and he needs some assistance, but I didn't get a location. Okay, I'll see if I can get Las Vegas Rich to pull him back. He's bringing 579 back now, and I'll see if he can get 1004. Okay, there's a lot of dust, so watch yourself out there, Ron. Come to them and start telling them that they are out of the race, correct? Okay, if you got the Ranger Ryan about 1004 being broken, need to go over to the pits. Ryan Ops, outbound side, because he was talking about getting towed across the lake bed.
Weatherman, do you have a copy?
Weatherman, go ahead.
Can I get a status on 1612?
All checkpoints looking for 1612. You calling weatherman? Standby 1616. 1101 is through check 2. 1101 is through 2. He's passed Bravo.
Check 4, weatherman.
Check 4, go ahead.
Negative on 1612.
1100, go ahead. Okay, Where are you broke?
We're broke just past Tibby after you get on the highway. Approximately 5 or 6 miles after the highway.
Okay, but you said approximately race mile 59 and check 2 is race mile 23.
So what about race mile 28 or 30?
Whoever's saying they're race mile 28 or 30, can't you hear somebody trying to give directions? Can't you hear the channel's busy? Okay, well, mile 59 is at the very bottom of the course going through a pass. And I don't think you got that far yet, but it's possible. Okay, 1100, you've already gone through checkpoint 4. You're past checkpoint 4. And you said 1101 passed you? 10-4. What you have to do is have your co-driver go up the course or backwards on the course with a tow strap. And stand there with a tow strap imploring somebody to stop and pull you off the course. Because that area is very, very hard for anybody to get into. Yeah, 10-4, that's all our concerns. So anyway, do you have a tow strap? Okay, have your co-driver go backwards on the course with the tow strap, just, you know, 50 feet, and wave it at any car that comes by. Wave it at any car that comes by. Weatherman to score operations.
Stop.
Never mind. Weatherman to score 8. Yeah. 1100 broke his left rear trailing arm at race mile approximate 5-9. Is there any way we can get him out of there? That's what I told him. Anyway, he's worried about, you know, the second race starting and other drivers' safety because he's partially on the course. I told him to wave a strap at anybody that comes by to get him off the course. Yeah, he knows that. Okay, who was the other car that was stuck around race mile 20, 23, something like that? No response. 16, 16, go ahead. And no, Claire, we got to tow him out to a pit. And our guys, our tow guys, already know about it. Las Vegas Rich has 579 under tow, and he knows he's supposed to get your car as well. Wait a minute, he's going for 10-04, Higman. Stand by. Bob's, go ahead.
Okay, Rich is up there looking for 1004 and can't find it. Where was his supposedly location at?
Beer Bottle Road. Near Beer Bottle Road. Right.
Okay, we were understanding he was just at the north end of the lake bed because he needed to pull across the lake bed.
BLM run, go ahead. Copy. North end of the lake bed on 10-04, not Beer Bottle.
Did you copy that?
Score 8, what's your location?
Okay, Rich is his option. Could you check with 1004 to see whether he can get to his pit by himself? And then we need 16-16 is up around race mile 10 on Beer Bottle. We need to get him back to Beer Bottle Pass Road if possible.
We have a 16-16 out of the race between race mile 7 and 10 by the Beer Bottle Pass Road. Claire, give me the coordinates that you have on the GPS.
What about 10-04?
Go ahead, Claire, I'm ready. Copy, Claire, I got the coordinates. So, any of our score chase guys have a GPS? I have coordinates on 16-16.
Copy, to Charlie.
To Charlie, go ahead.
I'm down here at Charlie with a couple guys. There's about 3 cars so far that have taken the wrong way on the course. Copy that?
Copy. 3 cars have taken the wrong way on the course out of pit, Charlie.
Somewhere around race mile 29, they're heading east instead of like coming southeast, and they're running up and catching up the course further up the road. Copy that?
Okay, at race mile 29, instead of going south, to be southwest, wouldn't it? The course goes southwest from 29.
They slow around race mile 29. There's a cutoff somewhere where the cars are just, they're continuing like in a southeastern direction, and they're missing coming through Charlie. Copy that?
Copy. In other words, there's a mountain right there by 29, so if they go down southeast around the edge of the mountain, you say they're cutting the course and not going through C, but getting on the course going northeast out of C.
Let's say like race mile 30 or 31 is where they're cutting up, and then rejoining the course, like at say 33.
Okay. Are you keeping track of all the cars through Charlie?
A couple guys here doing that, yes.
Okay. What we're going to need is all of the cars, every single car, with no mistakes, that went through Charlie, and then we can compare that with who didn't go through Charlie that's in the race, that finishes and claims any purse money.
And I'm just trying to give you a heads up on that. I don't think these guys know that, and so that's, to avoid the DQ for these guys later on.
Weatherman, this is possibly still 35 on the marker.
Or remark the course playing jokes or something, I don't know. Anyway, score 8, copy Weatherman.
Yeah, I copy that. I'll take a look.
Score 8, what did I mean?
35.
Weatherman to score 2.
Go ahead.
Weatherman to score 2.
This is score 2.
Yeah, Paul, we have a course cutting situation. I don't know whether it's intentional or somebody screwed up the course or what, but it's south of race mile 29 where they're cutting out pit C. Pit Charlie, they're cutting pit Charlie completely out of the picture.
Okay, I'll head over there.
Score 8, what's your location? This is Ed, score 35. I will meet you somewhere. Where?
Hey, stand by.
Weatherman, do you copy 1205? 1205, go ahead.
Weatherman, in that area you're talking about where they're cutting, I saw a tank car do it right in front of me. It's just a line that starts veering off to the left. It looks like part of the race course if you don't know better.
35, this is 8, I'm at mile 18. We can meet you there.
Okay, Weatherman to score 2. Score 2. 1205, what race mile are you at?
Just got out of my car at pit C and heading back to main pit. We're still going and good on the race course. I got out, so I just wanted to tell you, it's right after that left turn. There's just a graded road, a good looking road that goes off to the left right before pit C, and guys are taking that. I saw it happen earlier.
Score 8, I will meet you where the road you're on, and Night Ranch Road.
Copy.
Weatherman, ops.
Ops, go ahead.
Yeah, 1020, is he? Is there anything more on him outside of this pass that he was in?
Time at 6:41 this morning.
Affirmative.
3, check 3. Yes, I'm looking for status on 1020. You haven't seen him on the first lap. Weatherman to pit Charlie. Check 3, go ahead. 1020. Okay, 1020 is broke between check 2, because he made it through there the first time, and check 3, he's never made it to 3. Now I'm looking for pit Charlie. Tom Sobrey, are you there?
Car 1023, pit Charlie at 654.
At 6 what?
54.
Copy. So we have him broke then between Charlie and 3. Between Charlie and 3 for 1020.
16 to Weatherman.
Who's calling Weatherman?
This is race 16.
Yeah, Randy, go ahead.
Car, I was told to contact you. We are at on the access road here at the GPS coordinates that were given to you.
The access road being Beer Bottle Pass?
Caroline area.
Okay. Ranger Ron, got a copy on Weatherman? Yeah, Ron. We got car number 1616 on Beer Bottle Pass Access Road by the power lines. Is it possible for their own crew to go get them in as much as all the score crews are busy on other rescues? No. You were broken when you said something about 44. Okay, BLM 44 will bring them out to the main road. 1620, have your crew meet you and BLM 44 at the main road. I'm sorry, score 44. Okay.
Which main road do I need to have them meet at?
That'd be Las Vegas Boulevard South. Would that not be true, score 44? Take them to 5.8. Take them to 5.8. That's not the race course. Take them to some place that his crew can legally get them, and then tell me where that's going to be.
Weatherman, 1620
Chase. 1620
Chase?
Negative. I do not know if 1620 is up and running.
Thank you.
4.03, go ahead. Copy that. 1620 is just before check 3. Just a couple hundred yards before check 3, and they're changing a tire on the car right now.
10-4.
Score 8, score ops.
Score 2, I had a further report on that situation for you. It was a line veering off the course to the left, looking like the race course to anybody that didn't know for sure.
Pit C.
If he wants to come back over the mountain and pick up another spare, I'm sitting.
So in other words, instead of continuing on the race course, want him to get on the Night Ranch Road, take a right, go to Charlie, get a spare, go back to the race course.
10-4.
Race mark. 1620 still with you. North, 35, 42,
Charlie,
Charlie to take the coil over to B, Bravo. Okay, pit Charlie, copy for 1205.
Yeah, it's 10-4, Booth, taking it down to pit B right now.
It's being taken to Bravo now on 1205, coil over.
Hey, Skorek, what's your location?
4-8.
This is 435.
The 1205 just came into main pit. 1616 main. Well, he won't take him out to Las Vegas Boulevard. He'll take him out to 5.6. Yeah, but it's that access road coming out of Buffalo Bills, the dirt road. Look at your map at RM 5.6. I don't know that, but score 44 and your guys will have radio contact with each other. You'll all have radio contact. Well, you won't have contact on your race channel with 44. 44, go ahead. 44, go ahead. Okay, 44 has 16-16 on a strap, and he's going to take it to 5.8 beer bottle. 5.8 beer bottle pass road. Well, when you get there and if you have a problem, call me. Copy, 10-03 through check 3, third lap.
What a man, Ops.
Ops, go ahead.
Yes, sir, did you show Nico 348 as being out of the race?
Yes, I'm waiting for 348 main to give me a frequency so I can find out where specifically score 8 is supposed to be getting them.
48 just went through the start line on his other lap. So he's probably at race mile 1 heading into the course at under speed.
Okay, obviously 348 that was reported out by you is not out.
Evidently, whoever gave us that information is telling him. Better let him know, okay, don't worry about it, we'll figure it out. But he is on the course.
Weatherman to score 8. Weatherman to score 8.
Score 35, score 35, this is 8.
Go ahead, Rich. Okay, stand by, I'm going to call you on the phone.
Weatherman to score 8.
8.
Hey, Billy, copy Weatherman.
Hey, Weatherman.
Yeah, 348, take him off your list. He's not out of the race, he's still racing.
No, it was 347, sorry about that. Score 35, score 8.
Score, this is 35, go ahead, score 8.
I'm over here at the gravel pit. You know where we make that loop around the gravel pit off of Night Ranch Road? Important. Easier to come over.
Right. Okay, score 8, are you going to get 347? Is that the one you needed where he was?
Come back, weatherman.
So do you or do you not have a location on 347?
Right here with him, just trying to get him as far back from the course as possible.
Copy, you are with 347. You're not bringing him out, you're just getting him off the course so that he has the best seat in the house.
Right, unless we can bring him out, but we're trying to see what we can do.
Weatherman, squad.
Pops, go ahead. Pops, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We got somebody heading over to British Mile 68 to pick up 556. They're calling you, or, you know, you can tell them that.
Copy. You have somebody going over to get 556 off the course and back to the main.
And when he gets done, he's going to try and see about getting a hold of 1101 up at British Mile 28, but he's got to do some work to get to that one.
Copy that, but somebody did Halls Road, and he wasn't on Halls Road, and Race Mile 28 would be off Halls Road, so I'm thinking that 1101 is not where he thinks he is.
Weatherman, come in.
Go ahead, Weatherman.
1101 is at Race Mile 28. I'm looking at the sign.
Okay, 1101 is at Race Mile 28. You're looking at what?
At the mile marker.
So that's pretty good information. We'll go with 28. But somebody ran Halls Road looking for you and couldn't find you.
Well, we're up here. We're parked with some trucks right here that are just sitting out here.
Weatherman, this is Score 35. You got a copy?
Score 35, go ahead.
I'm down here with Billy in about 1 minute, and after that, I know exactly where the gentleman at mile marker 28 is. Tell him to sit tight.
Copy, Score 35. You're going to go rescue 1101 at race mile 28.
Las Vegas Rich Ops, disregard you going after 1101. Somebody else is going to get him. You just get 0556.
Okay, you're saying 301, we know he's broke between 14 and 15, but you're saying he's straight in the middle of the course with a broken front axle housing. number for your race car. Make it into a 12 car instead of a 16. I'm just kidding.
Weatherman, score 8.
Score 8, go ahead.
347 is being towed back to pit B.
Copy, 347 being towed back to pit Bravo. Ops, go ahead. Oh my God. I got them too close together here on the deal. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. 556 main, copy Weatherman. Those stub axles, they don't go to B. I got you mixed up with 1101. The stub axles would have to come out of, oh my gosh, they'd have to come out of check 4 or check 3. Well, from the main pit area, you could probably walk over to the car. I wouldn't advise it, but in other words, if he's at 68, that's right across, it's right across from the main pit. Okay, have somebody stay with the car, for sure.
Okay, well, in Las Vegas, Rich is the one that's heading over towards 556 at race mile 68. Race towards your location, look towards 68 with a stub axle. If you happen to see some poor guy walking across the desert out there, you might want to give him a lift if you can. 556,
Weatherman, go ahead. Gotta get running today, or does the score person have to bring them out?
This is score 35.
Score 35?
Yes, I'm on mile. I can swing by and take a look at the situation at mile 30 also.
Yeah, if you would do that on your way to 1101, I would appreciate you taking a look in on 1006. Does anybody with score know what the rule is? If can only score personnel bring people out? Let me have a heads up on that, please. Weatherman to Ranger Ron. Yeah, Ron, here's a question for you. We have a guy that's broke at race mile 30 that's an easy access thing that his crew could come in out of pit Bravo and easily get him off the course and back to main. But I don't know if that's allowed today. I know it used to be if they got permission, but what's happening today? That's what I thought. Thanks a lot for the clarification. Okay, 1006, Chase.
Yeah, we got we've got the driver trying. He's got a visual on one of the score officials out there. We'll stay in communication.
Yeah, 10-4, but it's only score officials pulling people out. There's nobody going on the course to get anybody today other than score.
Copy. Thank you, Weatherman.
Weatherman, this is 8. What was the number, 1008?
No, it's 1006. Broke at race mile 30.
Okay. Score 35 is score 8.
Already taken care of, Billy. Score 35 is going to go take a visual on his way to 1101. Yeah, check 4. You got that status on 578, please. Copy, 1014 through 4 for 578.
Mike Major's up. Yeah, Mike, you want to give me the next one comes through? I'll time him. Okay. Radio check to ops as you're loud and clear. On your answer back to me, you had a lot of motorboat in your transmission. You might want to try again.
Guys, with the traffic in the right-hand lane, be aware of it when you come over the hill. This is a race channel today for the emergency operations of the SCORE Prim 300 race in Prim, Nevada.
8-12-03. Pit B. okay? And you meet your guy at pit B, and you go in and fix it, okay? But you're out of the race, is that understood?
We understand that, correct.
Okay, 44, take their crew to pit B, come off there, and their crew will come in and get it. And four, is it going to take a trailer, though? Are they going to fix it? Not what? Can 301 Chase get there without going on a course? Well, that couple hundred feet, they'll have to walk the parts in.
Okay, be advised, though, this is a broken axle housing if we're talking about 301, a broken axle housing. To fix it, they need come-alongs and a high-lift jack handle as a stationary part or something to, you know, when the two parts come together, to tie them together.
Chase has to understand that.
301 Chase is coming up to pit B, where it crosses the road. 301 Race, which side of the axle housing is broke? The short side or the long side?
N4, I'm clear. 1616, go ahead. Stand by. Weatherman to Ranger Ron.
This Ron.
Yeah, Ron, 1616 has a trailer. The car has been hauled out to race mile 5.8. That's Beer Bottle Pass Road in the course. The trailer is right now at a roped-off area by the prison. He wants permission to remove the rope, put it back up, go get the car, and then take it out with the rope back up again. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm not in charge of the race, but there's been several people going to do that to that 5.8. Now, Weatherman, he can do it as long as he doesn't go past that road, that Beer Bottle Road, as long as he doesn't cross the race course.
And four. Okay, Randy, yeah, take the rope down, but put it back up behind you. Go get the car. Do not cross the race course. And the car should be on the north side of the course anyway. We're clear.
444 scoring. Yes, can you take those two guys out to where, from where you're at to Knight Ranch Road and wait for their crew there so they know how to get in there, but they're going to have to hand carry the parts in. Yeah, I just want their crew to know how they get in there to the car. No, take them to pit B. Take them to pit B, and then the driver can show them how to get into the car. Take them to pit B.
1203 Main.
1 Chase is at pit B waiting the arrival of the drivers.
Okay, take them to pit B, 44.
1203 Main, go ahead. No retrieval passes at this race. Cars can only be brought out by score personnel. So, do you have something closer than 15 to 20? Weatherman to score 3-5.
And this is score 3-5.
Now, we got 12:03 broken between race mile 15 and race mile 20. So, keep an eye out for him when you're going out there.
Okay. And mile marker 30, looking for...
breaking up about race mile 30.
Take 301 drivers to pit B.
Copy 1203 Main, approximately 3 miles from Bravo.
Hey, this is Chase, man. Have you guys heard whether the noise has gone in it?
Weatherman? Okay, when you start your transmission, I hear Weatherman, and then I hear just motorboat, and then you clear up. So, you got a real bad motorboat in your radio, so tell me again, but we got to get past the motorboat, so, you know, count 1/1000 to 5, and then tell me what it is. Now, this motorboat.
Weatherman, can you transmit to all my checkpoints at 1007? Is that on his last lap?
What happened to 1003?
Hasn't come through yet.
Copy. The leader on the course is 1007. Leader on the course is 1007. He's just left the start-finish line going out on the last lap.
103 just left about 30 seconds behind you.
And, Becky, 1003 is 30 seconds behind him.
Weatherman, this is 35. You got a copy?
35, go ahead.
I just traveled. What's with that?
Mile marker 32, and there is no car there. I'm on my way to get 28. Okay, what was the car that you were going to go rescue when you went to mile 30?
Six something.
Say again, because you get really broken up. Sometimes you're clear as a bell. It's like your microphone sucks.
Car number 16 something. Their crew said it was right at mile marker 30, and there's no car between mile marker 29 and 32.
Copy, 1007 through the trestle. Okay, it's clear, 35. From mile 29 to 32, you found no cars. Now, if you were going for 1001, he's at mile 28. He's right at the sign of mile 28.
I've got him in sight. 35, this is 8. What mile are you? I'm sitting towards the corral, Billy, up around where the rocks are. Okay, I'm at the corral where the fence is. I'll give you a different radio. I'm on my way. You know, when we go through the gate, that's where I'm at right now. Oh. 435, I'm at mile 49.
Somebody just stuck a mic.
Weatherman, this is 1006.
1006, go ahead.
Is that a school official that I'm seeing on the edge of the lake bed down there?
1006, I'm at 20, mile 29. What mile are you at?
I'm at 27, I would say.
Is this 1006?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm at mile 29. I'm heading down your direction.
Folks, watch your mics. Watch your mics. Somebody had a stuck mic for about a minute or so. Score 8, call Las Vegas Richard. Phone, score 8, call Las Vegas Richard.
Copy.
Okay, now I'll take copy. Thank you.
Weatherman is score 8.
Weatherman.
Yeah, we got 1203 broke approximately 3 miles before pit Bravo.
Okay, I'm looking for 1006 now, and then I'll go after him. And what's his number again before Bravo?
1203.
Okay, 1203. Okay, we got him on the list. Bob, score up, this is 8. I can't, where I'm at mile 29 and I have no service on the cell.
Okay, okay, you're mile 29, your cell phone's not working. Las Vegas Rich, you copy ops?
No, I can hear you, Rich.
You copy Billy, he wants to know, is there any way to get to mile 68 without going on the course?
There's not, there is not.
Here, Rich, there is not. Our best part is we don't have any downtime between them because the guys in this race here have until approximately 2 o'clock before they have to finish.
1007 through check 1. 1007 through check 1. Copy. Race leader 1007 through check 1.
Bill, do you have the fuel on me? 35?
35, I'm at mile 29 where the gate is. Which way are you? Oh, which way are you? After 29 or before 29?
35, what's your 20?
I don't know what site.
Where the gate is, after you come out of the rocks, is it, remember that gate?
As you come out of the rocks, at mile marker 29.
When you come out of the rocks, you come around the mountain, then you hit the gate, which is mile 29. I just don't know where you're at.
Okay, I got a visual on you. You should have a visual on me.
Well, then you come. I need to give you another different radio.
Major score ops. Am I going the 11? 8. I need to be finisher, so I need to know that when they come through you. I'm showing 1100. 1003 through check 1. 1003 through check 1.
1003 through check 1.
Copy that. Yeah, Mike, we're showing 3 class 11s.
35, go to channel 2.
Copy 1616, you are retrieved. I'm relieved that you're retrieved. I'm relieved that you're retrieved.
Weatherman, channel 6.
Channel 6.
Has score at the 30 mile mark located 1006 race.
Well, they ran from 29 to 32 and the course was quick. So then 1006 reports that he's broken at race mile 27. So I got a vehicle on the way there now.
Sorry, we're just giving you an approximate 30, thank you.
570, third lap, race leader.
Man, this Keith. I bet. One question I got answered a little while ago is Dwayne's going to be here.
Four race, this is 50, you got me.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad at all. A little windy. Okay. Yeah, Relay 12 is up here also. BFG Relay 12 is up here also. Okay. Well, have fun. We'll be listening.
Yeah, 1619. Looking for status on 1619, any checkpoint or pit area?
Copy, through 3, 911, second lap. Check 1 or 2. Weatherman to start finish.
He's off, go ahead.
Looking for 1619, starting his third lap.
Weatherman, we only have him finishing 1.
Okay, so we'll look elsewhere. Weatherman to checkpoint 4. Looking for 1619, went through 3, second lap at 911.
I have him one time, let me check my other sheet.
Mile 5.8. Copy, 1022 pulled off the course at race mile 5.8, headed to Main, so we'll put him out. Okay, 1619 Chase, copy Weatherman. Okay, went through check 3 at 9:11, has not been to check 4 on the second lap. 1100, go ahead. Okay, 1100, what you have to do is get out a strap and hail another racer to pull you farther off the course. There is no way that anybody can get into race mile 59 until after the race is completely over for not only your group, but the other group as well. Okay, standby, break, go ahead.
Copy.
1606 Main.
George, the other team is going to check.
That means he wins the overall, right? Status on 1606, please. All checkpoints and pit areas. 1606 status, please. Also, ops be advised, 1100 is stuck on the course. I just heard a race car go by him, and it sounded awfully close. Anyway, they got a broken trailing arm. They can't move the car. It has to be dragged. I told him to get a strap out and hail a racer, but I guess they haven't done that yet.
This is Terrible Herbs, Pit B. You want a radio check? Anybody out there?
Sir?
Sounds like some hair-lipped sucker talk on the other end.
Check 4, weatherman.
Check 4, go ahead. We be out here having more fun than the law allows.
1048.
Well, there was a little, shall we say, questionable use of the area, but we solved it.
No, I was going to give him this. Right after I found out if our radio was working, I was going to give Dennis a jingle and see if he was out there somewhere in radio land.
Weatherman to start finish or ops.
Go ahead.
Status on 1606, starting his third lap, please.
Okay, 10-4. This is Pit B to Pit C. Dennis, you out there?
Checkpoint 4, he went through there at 10:48 on his second lap. He's not made the start-finish line to start his third lap yet, or to finish his second lap yet.
Looking for following racing. Probably not on this frequency. This is the BFG relay frequency.
No way. Good. Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, we have Chase Crew 1625 here saying their car's broke down at race mile 28. We know that they're not going to be allowed to go get it. Can someone go pull that out for them?
I'm sure we can. Weatherman to score 8. Score 8, score 8. Copy, Weatherman. Check 1, 3rd lap.
518 through 1, third lap a few minutes ago.
Go ahead, sir. Vehicle is clear of the course, though, correct? Yes, sir. Weatherman, mile 18.
Mile 18, go ahead.
518 just went by mile 18. 518.
Copy 518 through mile 18. Yeah, black Super Duty Ford pickup. So if that 349 was associated with that black Ford, and a black Ford had a media pass, then that's an illegality. But if the black Ford was being a good Samaritan, it's a question mark.
This 348 main, this is ops. We have him been through to here one time. Weatherman, score ops.
Stand by. Status, guys, 348 status.
Two times through checkpoint one.
Copy, two times through check one. Copy, through check three, second lap, 4 minutes ago for 348.
When did that come in?
You guys, stop for lunch, that's your plan. Use another channel, this is the emergency broadcast of the Score Off Road Race, Prim, Nevada. Unit calling Weatherman, go ahead. Unit calling Weatherman. Status on 501, please. All checkpoints, pit areas, 501. Okay, I didn't have time to make it to 4 yet. 501 through 3, third lap at 1109.
Weatherman, come in.
Coming in.
Can I get a status on 1612, please?
By yourself. 1612, status, please.
Can't see the Weatherman.
Charlie, go ahead.
12 through pit C at 10:59.
Copy. 1612 through Charlie Pit at 10:59. Check three. 1612, please. Okay. 1612 is between Charlie Pit, which is race mile 32, and check three, which is race mile 40.5.
Thank you, Weatherman.
Pit Charlie on 1612, that was the second lap through Charlie. Weatherman to pit Charlie.
Weatherman, score 8.
Score 8.
Okay, I'm calling 10:06 from mile 28 to pit B.
Okay, 10:06 from mile 28 to pit Bravo. That's on 10:06 being towed.
4. And score 35 is also towing 1101. And I'll have to get the number of the other one. That could be.
And I'll stand by because 1625 was broke at race mile 28 approximately also.
That's the other one we're towing back to pit B.
Okay, so 1625 is going to be, 1101 is going to be, and 1006 is going to be. That's a lot of towing.
That is correct, but we can do it.
Copy those vehicles as being out also.
Four.
We're looking for a status on that first class 11. Anybody got 11, class 11 around somewhere?
This is 8. We're calling in 1101.
I was looking for the ones that are in a race, like 1148. Odds, copy 1148 through check 4.
Right now.
Copy that, Billy, 1148 through check 4.
Great.
Chase 114 to base, radio check.
You guys have another channel you can use with regards to the gas and the CDs and all that kind of stuff, because the emergency broadcast channel for the score race and prim will be gone at about 9:30 tonight and not back here for another year. Thanks a lot. 1211, go ahead. Okay, 1211, you're approximately race mile 8 under the second set of power lines, and you need score to come and get you. What score rescue vehicle do we have close to race mile 8?
Las Vegas Rich, 8. What's your point?
My refrigerator door, score ops.
going down at mile 8, so, and I'm out here at pit B right now.
44, score ops.
Sir, what's your plan?
Go ahead, Jew.
Prior to the first trophy trucks getting to you. If there's any question at all, hold your position. Your call.
Tony T.
Now wait a minute now. Say that again, 518. Okay. Well, after race mile 29, approximately at race mile 30 and a half, 31, there was a road leading off to the left that was like an access road that looked like course. Score landed and put up more wrong way markers on it, but it looks like course if you're in the dust. And it misses D and puts them back on the race course past mile 32. So if he saw that he got off course, he might have veered right to get back on course to get into C the correct way.
1603, fourth lap through check one, leader.
Copy. 1603 through what?
Checkpoint one, fourth lap.
Okay, I was busy with something else. It was 1603 through one, leader, fourth lap through one.
10-4.
Tony Taylor, you got a copy? Was that 518, or what number was that going back up there?
Go ahead, Frank.
Well, are you guys in position?
Go ahead.
In place. You tell me what number that was that Tony T said was going backwards. Was it 518? What number might that be, please?
Hey, now, let's not make a big deal out of this, okay? 518 came out of the desert into Charlie. It isn't that he's going backwards on the course, and the rally tracker will show everything. So don't make a big deal out of this.
I'm sorry I'm making a big deal. I'm just, we are 518, and I'm just trying to figure out if we have a problem or not. That's all.
It's a possibility that you missed the course about race mile 30 and a half, 31, and found your mistake and came into Charlie a different route.
Thank you very much.
Do you have GPS?
I'm not in the race car today, sir.
Weatherman, mile 18.
Mile 18, go ahead.
Yeah, it's truck 349. It's a four-wheel drive. He broke the rear drive shaft. He's going to try to limp into pit B on front-wheel drive. And his engine is not running all that good. I see him stuck on a hilltop at about mile 19 and a half.
Okay, that's 349, broken rear drive shaft. Approximately mile 19 and a half, limping into pit Bravo in front wheel drive, not running very great. Does that mean he's not running very great like he's farting smoke, or does that mean he's just going really slow, saving his front end?
Black smoke is coming out of the tailpipe like it's flooding or something. And I can see someone's out of the truck right now. I can see him from my vantage point at about mile 19.
Copy that. So he's on the course?
He's off to the side.
Wait a minute, channel 6?
Channel 6.
Channel 6 has been pulled out to the road between B and C. We were informed by the score official that we're done. Is that a fact? Can we fix the car, go back to B, and start the race again?
No, in this race, because of the BLM stipulations for the race, no car can be towed and fixed. In other words, no car can be towed by anybody but score, and once the score strap goes on, a car is out.
Copy, thank you.
Check 4, weatherman.
Check 4, go ahead.
501 is here at 4. They're broken with a trailing arm and a CV joint, and they're going to need to be towed out.
And did the, come on back?
Check 4 being that you got to check 4. I don't know how you did it. Is there an access road off of the beer bottle pass road that you got in there on? a score official that pulls them out, and if that's not possible, considering where you are, then he's there for the whole race, both races.
Oh, it's possible. If you have score 44 come up here, he can grab him real easy.
We'd have to come in from Knight Ranch Road in the course at race mile 47.
No, he can take beer bottle all the way up to the top.
Okay, where's the top of beer bottle? I mean, the top of beer bottle to me is race mile 40.
No, it's check 4, actually.
Who has the car and the drivers?
Score 44, score 44, score off. Trying to get up to the top of beer bottle fast.
Ops, let me handle it.
44 can do ya.
Okay, 44, could you go to checkpoint 4 and pick up a 501? It's got a broken trailing arm and CV joint. Needs to be towed out from check 4. Check 4, is he right at your pit? Check 4, is he at your pit?
Right in front of us.
Yeah, 10-4. 44, he is right there. Right at the pit.
Check 4, score 8. 4 go.
16-04. Okay, now what's the number of the car that is going to need a tow at race mile 42? Score 4-4. Okay, I didn't get the number of the car. Are you sure it's 1101? Because we had him broken at mile marker 28 and towed out from 28 with a blown motor. Copy, okay, 1102. 1102, he's broke at race mile 44. Is he way off the course? Because there's no way we can get him. Is he out of the way as far as trophy trucks are concerned? I can hear you fine.
Bob, is that you going to Charlie?
The weatherman is score 8.
Good weatherman.
Okay, 1102 is been pulled off the course, but not very far. He's race mile 42. I don't know how we're going to get to him, but he's at in a left-hand turn at the bottom of the hill at race mile 44.
There's no way we can get to him. Copy, weatherman.
I copy. We got to do something, though.
All right, this is 35. You got a copy?
35.
Auto clear, no breakup.
I'm clear.
Who's 10?
JVR, you got a copy on ops? Mike Majors, score ops.
1606 Main.
Yep, it, Herbst Main.
Okay, he's approximately race mile 71 out of gas.
Yep, it, Herbst Main.
Go into him. It's just that you can't drive into him. You have to walk it in.
Hey, Dennis, this is Chase 8, hit me.
Yeah, you're coming in clear. Am I coming in clear?
You know, at the left turn starting into the main pits.
What? Going over there. Right at us like a son of a bitch.
About like it is over here.
It's not legal to drive. I don't know about walking. Stand by. Ranger Ron, got a copy?
Canopy.
Yeah, we haven't even put ours up.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, good to hear from you and have a safe trip home.
71. There's barricades there. Is it legal? There's a race car that ran out of gas at race mile 71. Is it legal for somebody to walk the gas out to the car? Yeah, 10-4. You can walk the gas. You can't drive it out.
Weatherman, I think that should be a foul decision.
Okay, somebody thinks it should be a foul decision. So, weatherman to score 4-0. Negative on that. No walking the gas out.
How about the driver walking in and getting the gas and going back out?
Score ops, how about that? The driver coming in and getting the gas.
Hey, everybody concerned this gas situation. We have a BLM stipulation that if there's any fueling done anyplace, there has to be a containment. You can't just be dumping fuel out in the middle of the desert. So we have a rule, first of all, you can't bring parts into the desert unless the BLM approves this. Cannot prove it.
Ranger so your stipulation holds no gas, no walking parts, so on and so forth. Who am I going to copy?
Taking off the wheel and leaving it off?
long.
Hey, Farr, you got a copy?
1018 race, relay 12.
501 Chase.
We're just pulling off the highway.
In a few minutes. I would imagine he'd be towed to race mile 5.8. Yeah, from Gene, you go on Beer Bottle Pass Road, and when you come to the barricade, move it and put it back after you go through, but you can't cross the race course. He'll be let off on the north side of the course on Beer Bottle Pass Road.
I think so.
Check four, score off.
Left or right? Left.
I'm on the mast right now. You were hearing me on the handheld. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Dennis, how much room do you have there?
BFG Relay, this is 1018 Chase at Pitt Charlie. Do you have a copy?
Go ahead. How's it going?
Good. Okay, I need you please to relay to Pitt A. We need a tie rod.
Somehow you want to get a tie rod to Pitt C?
Just if they could have it ready, we can come pick it up or meet them. You can come now.
All right, let's jump over to yours and see what we can do about that.
10-4. It's going to be 151.235.
On 1209 is stuck where? Weatherman to check 4. Do you have a 1209 stuck there with a flat? Not anymore. The front tire was gone on 1209 and he drove it down Beer Bottle Road. Well, he's on the Beer Bottle, you know, access road. Weatherman, go ahead. Okay, so 1209 has already passed through 5.8, headed down Beer Bottle towards Gene. 1209 Chase, copy that.
Weatherman, ops.
Ops, go ahead.
Yeah, just yes or no on 4 vehicle numbers as to whether they're out of the race. A 1000, 1005, 1015, and 1017.
Mile 18.
Car 902 out of the race at mile 19. He has a
the transaxle.
115, Chase 1, you copy the symphony.
Good. 902 out, mile 18, clunking transaxle.
And he's going to drive it out to the Las Vegas Boulevard and meet his kit crew.
Copy, going to drive it out to Las Vegas Boulevard and meet crew.
115, Chase 1, this is Antonio, you copy?
Air key, this PC.
Okay, I didn't know if Maine was here.
I heard Maine, nobody responded.
Okay, now they're hearing you, must have some local problems there.
Attention at pitch, attention at pitch, this is Score Ops. We need all B at staging. All vehicles at Group B for staging, you have a 1 o'clock start. All vehicles in Group B, you have a 1 o'clock start, should be in staging. Weatherman, could you also repeat that?
Repeat what?
I need everybody in staging from Group B.
All Group B vehicles to staging. All Group B vehicles to the staging area.
Collins, Maine, this is Keith.
Okay, of those cars that you gave me, I only show 1015 as being out.
Roger, copy. 1015 is out. The other ones we assume to be running. Okay, thank you, sir.
And next time they check in, Dave, I'll ask them and get back to you.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
1011 is out.
Sorry about that. Better luck next one.
Oh, go ahead.
Chase 2 to Robbie.
HQ, man. That's solid.
Okay, Relay 12, it's 150790.
Robbie to Chase 2. From the gas station or something, because we were out of ice.
Group B, we need you in staging. Those that are in Group B need you in staging for your 1 o'clock start.
The hot drinks melted everything.
Hello, Baldwin crew going to Charlie, Pit C. You got a copy? Nothing heard on the Baldwin guys. Collins, Maine is Keith.
Hey, what about mile 47? I got you getting locked on Mont Intermont. 1202 is stuck at 46.5. Just off of what? The dry lake? Is he off the course or you know, in impediment to the course? Weatherman to score 4-4.
Score 44, score 44, ops.
in the opinion of the reporting party, trophy trucks won't be able to get by him. Score 35, thank you very much. ETA 15 minutes to 12:02.
Score 44, score 44. Score ops. Weatherman ops.
Ops.
Okay, we also have another issue. At race mile 54, we have vehicle 1007. We need to clear him out of there also. That's why I'm trying to get a hold of 44.
Now, wait a minute. 7 at 54, did you say?
Yes, sir. That's what his pit crew is telling me.
Well, 44 was on his way to 10:07. I think that 10:07, stand by. He was at, this guy was at checkpoint 4. Okay, 1612 went through pit Charlie at 10:59. And as of 11:28, he had not been through 3. Stand by. Weatherman to check 3. Have you seen that 1612 after 10:59 this morning? Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. If you see him, let me know. Okay, 1612 is broke somewhere between Charlie and 3. Go ahead. Okay. Stand by. Check 4. Yeah, what was the number of that car that you had stuck in front of you there? Yeah, copy. Okay, so 10:07, you say that the car is broke at mile marker 54. 54 is check 4. Could you find out if they've gone through 4 or if they can see 4? Check 4, one more thing, 10:07.